guys, and welcome back into the pod. It's freezing here, first of all, in New England. So wherever you are, if you're in New England, you know. If you're not in New England, we're telling you. It is not really that cold. It's like 22 degrees today, which as a California girl, it pains me to say that because I think that's ridiculously fucking cold. But it's a wind chill that's really, really raw. And so I just stood out at the coffee truck. I debated whether to go to the coffee truck because he's a one-man show and it's not his fault that, you know, it takes time to make coffee. It's one person. And I love him and I love his coffee. So I figured, well, it's the middle of the morning. There shouldn't be a lot of people there. Well, wrong. Anyway, the reason for this podcast is not to talk about my coffee order. I'm sure you're grateful for that. I know I would be. It is to say that there's way too many people who have been taught, apparently, that they don't have to ever consider others. You know, I see this with little kids. Parents are like, you know, it used to be that when you're in the grocery store, if little Johnny was running around the aisle screaming and pulling things off the aisle and getting in everybody's way, that mom or dad would say, Johnny, you need to come over here. You're in the way. And that teaches a child, obviously, consideration for others. Now, many parents do that, but many parents do not. They just let their kid run rampant around the store, bashing into people, getting in the way, not giving a shit, not saying excuse me, not saying thank you, not saying please. And I'm sure I sound like a 90-year-old Karen over here right now. But quite honestly, when it's really annoying is not with little kids, because it's not their fault. They have to be taught. It is the adults. So as an adult, as a grown-ass adult, let me help you. Okay? First of all, it is not ice cream season in New England. We all still eat ice cream through the winter, but our large farm stands are not open for homemade ice cream. They close for the winter and then they reopen in April or March, depending. We have very popular ice cream places in our area. They can get quite busy. I go to the one that's tucked away so I don't have a big line. And sometimes there's still a good size line. But the one closest to my home can have up to a 2-hour line. When a grown-ass adult is at the beginning of the line and they've stood in line, so they know that people are filling in behind them. They can see, they are not blind, and they can hear, they are not deaf, okay, they're not disabled. They get up to the front of the line and they go, oh, well, I don't know what I want. Could I try this one? Okay, let me try this one. Okay, let me try that one. And then their kid comes running up. Which ones do you want to try? You want to try this one, that one, this one, that one. Listen, first of all, you stood in the motherfucking line for over an hour looking at the flavors. It's one thing if you want to try a flavor. It's cool. But if you feel the need when there is an over hour wait for ice cream and you see all of the people waiting, and you're just going to try 6 different flavors, let Johnny try 7 different flavors, hold up the line for 40 minutes while you decide which flavor you want, that is rude. That is rude. This is not the day to do that. Now, you might say, well, you don't have kids, so you don't know. Excuse me. First of all, I'm not a fucking moron. Okay? You need to teach your kids when it's busy, okay, we're in line. Johnny, what do you want, chocolate or vanilla? I'm just using those as examples. You don't let your child get up to the window and try 7 different flavors while holding up an entire line. You start talking to them about it while they're in line. You may even, as a parent, start talking to them on the way to the ice cream stand. Do you want a sundae or do you just want an ice cream cone? Okay, because that teaches a child, a future adult, that there are other people. There are other people. There are other people. There are other people on this planet other than you. It's like the person who goes through the drive-through ATM to get some cash. Now, they're in the drive-up. It's a machine. It's not a person. Not talking about where the bank has a drive-through with a person in the window. You're just going to the drive-through ATM to get cash. Okay? Maybe when you drive up, there's no one behind you. What I do is I drive up, I do my transaction, then I look behind me. Nobody there. I can kind of put stuff, put my money away, whatever, and put my receipt away and then drive on. Or if there's somebody there, I can keep it in my hand, drive up so they can start their transaction and put my stuff away out of their way. It's called being considerate of others. The world does not sunshine out your butt. You are not the center of the universe. None of us is. Okay? I include myself. I am not either. Okay? When you are at the grocery store, grown-ass adults, I understand that you may have multiple kids. And that means getting the little ones into their car seat. Maybe you have an infant who you're carrying in a carrier. And then you have to click the carrier in. I remember from when Karen's kids were little, you need like an advanced PhD in how to install the car seat and how to click it in. I could never click it in properly. I'll admit that right now. And they were simpler back then. Now they're more complicated. So I get it. You might need a minute or 10. But here's the thing. I have sat waiting to pull into a parking spot while a mother is opening bags of snacks, giving them out to her kids with her door open, blocking an open parking spot, completely oblivious that there are other people in the universe who might want to park. That is rude. That is rude. Okay? I understand you want to give your kid a snack. Grab the snack bags out of your grocery bags, close your lift gate, get in the driver's seat, and then turn around to your kids who are in their car seats already and give them the snacks. You do not need to have your door open, your kid's back door open, blocking a parking spot for 20 minutes while you negotiate with your four-year-old on which flavor of the snack they're going to take. I get it. That can happen. Toddlers are very fickle, and that's okay because they're learning how to be. They're learning what they like. They're learning their voice to say, no, I don't want orange. I want lemon. Okay? I don't think toddlers eat orange and lemon, but I'm just using it as an example. Okay? Close your motherfucking doors, get in the motherfucking car, and then turn around in your seat and give your child their snack. Okay? Negotiate. But you acting like you're oblivious to the fact that there are other people is rude. It's rude. Okay? Now, when you're driving down the street and you're looking for an address or a business, okay? I'm driving down a street right now that has a shoulder. It's a main road. If I am lost, I'm going to pull over into the shoulder using my blinker, Massachusetts. Let me translate. Blinka. Use your blinka. Okay. Pull over and figure out where you are and what happened. Did I pass it? Is it coming up? I got to get the right address, whatever. But don't slow down to 10 miles an hour. Okay. Thereby holding up 12 people in traffic. I've been in a line like this where the person is literally creeping down the street. Speed limit's 30. They're doing literally 10. Looking at every, it's like, oh, we understand you're looking for a place and we get that. But could you possibly pull over so that we don't have to deal with you and you're holding up 12 other people? But yes, let's be oblivious and not care that we're holding up 12 people. We don't care. If I have to go 3 miles an hour to figure this out, I'm going to. Okay? I mean, seriously. This is ridiculous. Lady pulls out. I'm trying to make a left, and she just blows past me when she could have stopped for a second and let me go. Oblivious. Oblivious. Does not care about other people. I don't have to care. I'm going, so I'm just going to go. That is not the attitude to have. You know what? Wars and unrest and all of these things happen when we aren't thinking of others. So, not just because it's Christmas, but every day, let's try to think of each other and not be assholes.